This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Hiplin. The CEO of NPR is on a road trip, and he's traveling through Arkansas today. Yarrell Bone joins me now in the studio here. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this road trip. What are you doing?
Well, I'm taking 3 weeks to travel across the country. I've never driven across the country, coast to coast. And I'm using it as an opportunity to visit our member stations. So I started in Washington, D.C. I'm going to end up in Los Angeles. I'll visit 25 towns and cities, and all in something like, I think it's 34 of our NPR member stations.
And have you been to Arkansas before?
I have been to Arkansas before, but I haven't been here at the station. So this is the first for me.
Tell me a little bit about your background. You started out as a music DJ.
Yes. I have to be careful because if people don't hear the full range of what I've done, then they become very concerned and very suspicious, understandably. I began my career as a disc jockey. I did that, and I was in radio for years, became a program director, general manager. I ended up buying some stations in El Paso, Texas, and Louisville, Kentucky. Then I got into the cable television business. I ran MTV and VH1 in the 80s, and I created E! Entertainment Television in the 90s. Then I left the television business, and I was basically in venture investing. I did early stage digital media investing for 16 years. That's kind of how I came to public radio. I've always loved public radio, and one of my not-for-profit activities was to be on the board of KPCC, which is Southern California Public Radio. And like many people listening to KUAR right now, I was a supporter and a big fan. And then I got involved and got on the board and then became chair of the board. And I always tell people that are supporting the station, be careful, you could end up in this job too. That's how I ended up here.
It's an interesting background for NPR. What was it that you liked about public broadcasting?
Well, I've always been a bit of a news junkie. One of my other not-for-profits that I was involved with in L.A. was the Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism at USC. I was on that board, and I was chairman of that board for 8 years. So I'm not a journalist. I've never acted as a journalist or as a news person, but I realize how important it is. It's very important to me. I think it's very important to communities all across the country. And so my role, one of the things I wanted to do was do whatever I can to support journalism. So when this role came up, and there'd been a fair amount of turnover at NPR, I was asked if there'd be any interest. I said, I don't want to work for anybody else, but this is the one job in America that I think I'd really love doing. And I made a commitment to spend at least 5 years leading the organization.
And this is a time of great change for public broadcasting. And for NPR, you've got people like Diane Rehm who are going to be leaving, and a lot of people concerned. What are your thoughts about the direction that public radio is taking at this point?
Well, there are a couple of answers to that. First, specifically about the big changes that are occurring. Diane Rehm is stepping down after 37 years. Prairie Home Companion,
Garrison,
is his retired, and Car Talk is which has been in reruns for a number of years is going to be wound down. So these are incredibly big shoes to fill. They're franchises, they're legacies. That's really hard to do. I don't care how good you are, replacing any one of these shows is really an uphill struggle. Just because people are deeply loyal and deeply passionate about them, that is the challenge. What there is an opportunity here, which is creating the next Diane Rehm, somebody, a great new young voice that can be for public radio what Diane has been for 37 years. I mean, when Diane started, she was very young. When Garrison Keillor began, he was very young. And we're trying to do that to expand the question into our on-air hosts for the news magazines, adding Ari Shapiro. Kelly McEvers, to All Things Considered, has really changed the pH of the pool, I think, in a lot of ways. Rachel Martin will be joining Morning Edition after the election. These are younger voices. And then podcasting also doing the same thing. Kelly McEvers has a great podcast called Embedded. It's a remarkable podcast, and it's great journalism. And 75% of the audience, the people that listen to that show, are under 35. So we think this is a really great gateway into listening to, understanding, and appreciating public radio.
Yeah, we've been doing a podcast here for about a year and a half, and it's really great having kind of an unstructured format to kind of let it just kind of go where it will.
And I think it'll bring different folks in, and they'll start to appreciate the sound of public radio and what KUAR does and what NPR does.
And finally, this election cycle, what has this been like for NPR, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think, you know, there's so many different ways to answer that. I would say this. One of the really interesting things about this election, say what you will about it, it is maybe the best civics lesson that any of us could ever have, because a whole range of things that have occurred and issues that have come up have never come up before. And it's questions about journalism. It's questions about the electoral process. It's questions about the primary. Questions about the whole system. You have two candidates. There's not a lot of, deep love and passion on either side. This morning on Morning Edition, we heard four people being interviewed in the state of Florida, all with very different points of view, and all of them were very nuanced in how they've come to decide who they are going to vote for. The one advantage for us is that at a time where we're making all these changes to NPR to do better storytelling, to be more live, to do better analysis, like our fact-checking during, you know, a lot of people will take advantage of that at the debates tonight. 8 to 9 million people are coming in to our website for this fact-checking. This is such an interesting and, to use a fun word, a dynamic situation that I think it's bringing a lot of people that haven't been listening to us, and I hope they fall in love with the kind of journalism we do and the kind of storytelling we do. So even though it's odd and in a lot of ways a bit frightening, I think it's presented an opportunity for us to introduce more people to what you do here at KUAR and what we do at NPR.
Jarl Mann is the CEO of NPR. He's on a road trip traveling through Arkansas. Where do you go next?
I'm going to Fayetteville and then Bentonville, great, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Lawton, and Abilene, Texas.
Well, great. We'll say hello to our friends there at KUAF.
I will.
This is 89.1 KUAR.